Hello and welcome to the Confidence Boost, the twice weekly pep rally to boost your business esteem. I'm your host, Brandi Riley. Guys, I am a blogger who has not written a blog post in 3 months. All right, let me be clear. I have written blog posts, but just not for my own publication in about 3 months. I have not been inspired. I don't know what is going on, but I have been completely blocked and unable to publish on my own site. And it's starting to get a little frustrating. But today, after I record this podcast, I have decided that I am going to break the block. It's time. I'm ready. So what do you do when you get blocked? What do you do when you get into a position where you're not feeling inspired to do the work that you're supposed to be doing? I have a lot of experience with that. And I want to share with you kind of why it got to be 3 months and how that is by design. So as a writer, as a creative, you know, sometimes you just get to the point where there is just nothing that is making you want to do the thing that you're passionate about. Your heart is just not beating for it. Your brain just is like a brick. There's nothing flowing in there. And you feel like a failure. I know that I did. I know that, you know, watching other people continue to create and continue to produce content and to share it and feeling really proud about good things that they're writing. And I'm just sitting here chilling, unable to move forward, just stuck. It started to affect my self-esteem. And I decided that what I needed to do was to give myself grace and an official break. So instead of saying, okay, it's been 2 weeks since I last published, it's been 3 weeks and 4 weeks and counting it and starting to feel that pressure of I'm getting farther away from this thing and there's no return, I gave myself an official vacation from doing this work. Now, there were parameters around it. I still needed to be active on social. I still needed to, every once in a while, when I thought about it, promote a blog post. If I saw that my page views were dipping really far, I would focus on pinning or asking people to share. But other than that, in terms of creating, I just said, you know what? As long as I'm back to it before the end of September, I am happy with myself. Sometimes you have to give yourself that space to be blocked, that space to use that time that you would normally be doing your craft to be inspired in other ways so that you can come back to it and have something to give to it. Really, when you're blocked, it usually means that you've poured so much into that thing that you're drained and you need to fill back up. And that's exactly what happened with me. Just writing newsletters and writing posts for my freelance gigs and just creating content for social media and writing on my blog, it just all became too much. And in the midst of all of that, I was writing a book. So my brain was just completely flooded with words. And by the time my book was done, and by the time I had did everything I needed to do in terms of like promotion through my newsletter, and I quit my part-time writing gig, my brain needed a break. You know, my creativity was shot. And I sat down in front of the computer with a list of posts that I needed to do, and I was trying to push through it, and it just wasn't happening. And when I felt myself starting to beat up on myself, I knew I had to step away. And that's exactly what I did. You guys, I know that there are times when you don't do the thing that you're supposed to do because you're just kind of in a lazy mood. I get that way too. But sometimes you don't do it because you're not inspired. And I used to wonder, is it better to push through and put out something that is a hot mess or take a break and get back to that space where I'm creating good stuff again? And I finally realized that it kind of depends, you know, like if I'm not doing something because I am halted by fear, then yeah, it's a good thing for me to just push through and get it out there because I'm overthinking and and just put it out in the universe and let something happen to it, and I can shape it, and I will get stronger. And it's like a muscle where you have to train it. That happens sometimes. But during those times when I am completely just depleted creatively, I realize that I just need to stop and I need to do something about that depleted feeling. I need to do something to heal, you know, from being empty and to fill back up. So if you are feeling blocked and it's been happening for a while, I want to encourage you to step away officially. Give yourself a date that you are going to come back. Give yourself PTO, paid time off. You're going to do something else. You're not going to worry about it. You are taking a break, and that is okay. And then when your break is over, ease yourself back into it. You know, I know a lot of times when people take maternity leave and they come back to their job, like the first few weeks, they're doing like half days or they're working from home 2 days off the out of the week or something like that. Think about doing something like that. Like, you don't have to come back in and start back writing 5 posts a week if that's not what you're doing, or whatever your creative thing is, making videos or recording podcasts. You don't have to jump right into it and go back to where you were. Just ease yourself into it. Ease yourself into it. Allow yourself time to get back to where you were. But taking that official break will relieve so much stress, and it will allow you to be open to growing and finding the creativity that you need to be able to be filled back up. All right, guys, that's all I had to share today. If you are blocked, take a break. And let me know. There is a way for you to leave a voice message. If you want to leave a voice message, I would love for you to leave that and I can share on a future episode. That would be so awesome. Otherwise, join us in the Courage to Earn group, bit.ly/Courage to Earn group. I would love to have you. All right. Talk to you later.